Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Don Cooper back on the show. Uncle Don is back. Don is the president of the Sales Heretic, the publisher of the newsletter Money Marketing and More. He is the Sales Heretic. And I love, and you, as you know, folks, I love me a heretic because I'm one too. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's fun being a heretic, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
You get to stick your finger in the eye of things that need to be brought down a notch or two. So I admire your work, and I'm glad you're back. Thanks for hanging out with us again. And Don's a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, by the way, folks. Don, I had another business concurrently with this one that I a few years ago, a local business that I was managing, I owned it, and had other people run it. And I remember a customer came in. This is what my employees told me one time. A customer came in and was complaining about the price we'd given them, and the woman said, "You're just trying to make a profit on me."
Uh-huh.
That was her response. That was her indignation.
Yep.
The idea that we were trying to make a profit on her to apparently was tantamount to committing a crime.
Exactly.
There are
an awful lot of people out there who believe that profit is wrong. That profit is evil. And we hear this all the time. People talking about obscene profits and how businesses, you know, shouldn't be making profits off of people, as if somehow profit is exploitative, or profit
right.
is somehow achieved at the expense of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people out there in government who take this view. In fact, a lot of people in government tend to be in government because they don't like profit. They're opposed to profit. They think businesses are evil, and they put their faith in government, not in business.
Which doesn't make a profit of itself, but apparently they don't recognize that if businesses didn't make a profit, they couldn't tax them and spend those tax dollars.
Right, exactly.
So there's a disconnect in their thinking there, isn't there?
Huge. Because they believe that profit is somehow unethical, and that business shouldn't be making profit. That people should make enough money to get by. But somehow profits are a terrible, terrible thing and impose a huge price on society.
And let me say this, folks, in case you think that Don and I are running off the rails here, or that we're picking on politicians, Don, I'll tell you a quick story. I have a friend who is a professor of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 or 3 years ago, he started asking his freshman class, they would just be showing up to college, In the entrepreneurial curriculum, in other words, they're at that point in their career in college, they were heading in the direction of getting a degree in entrepreneurship, and he started polling them at the beginning of class on what they thought what they thought about profit, and he was shocked to find that something like 70 or 80%, I've forgotten the exact number, of his freshmen thought profit was a bad thing.
I believe it.
Now, how does an 18, 19-year-old who wants to become an entrepreneur, how do they get the idea that profit's a bad thing? That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, but we see business people and businesses portrayed as evil throughout popular culture, in novels, TV shows, movies. The businessman's always the bad guy, and they're always making massive, what are called obscene, profits.
Right.
So when businesses are portrayed as evil, profit is then evil as well. And that's how
Well, you and I both know, you and I both know enough small business owners to know that there are no small businesses out there. Many of them aren't even making any kind of profit, let alone any kind of evil profit.
Right.
In fact, many of them would love to have a little bit of evil profit. But, no, I mean, profitability is very hard. We're going to talk about this, folks. We're going to talk about the concept of profit and profitability and how to be profitable in your business. Coming up after this next break, Don Cooper is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.